reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some men came down from Judea and taught the brothers, "Unless you have yourselves circumcised in the tradition of Moses, you cannot be saved." This led to disagreement, and after Paul and Barnabas had a long argument with these men, it was arranged that Paul and Barnabas and others of the church should go up to Jerusalem and discuss the problem with the apostles and elders. Then the apostles and elders decided to choose delegates to send to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The whole church concurred with this. They chose Judas, known as Barsabbas, and Silas, both leading men in the brotherhood, and gave them this letter to take with them. "The apostles and elders, your brothers, send greetings to the brothers of pagan birth in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. We hear that some of our members have disturbed you with their demands and have unsettled your minds. They acted without any authority from us, and so we have decided unanimously to elect delegates and to send them to you with Barnabas and Paul, men we highly respect who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accordingly, we are sending you, Judas and Silas, who will confirm by word of mouth what we have written in this letter. It has been decided by the Holy Spirit and by ourselves not to saddle you with any burden beyond these essentials. You are to abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the heat of strangled animals, and from fornication. Avoid these, and you will do what is right. Farewell." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations lend your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
A reading from the book of the Apocalypse. In the spirit, the angel took me to the top of an enormous high mountain and showed me Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down from God out of heaven. It had all the radiant glory of God and glittered like some precious jewel of crystal clear diamond. The walls of it were of a great height and had 12 gates. At each of the 12 gates there was an angel, and over the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. On the east there were three gates, on the north three gates, on the south three gates, and on the west three gates. The city walls stood on 12 foundation stones, each one of which bore the name of one of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I saw that there was no temple in the city, since the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb were themselves the temple, and the city did not need the sun or the moon for light, since it was lit by the radiant glory of God, and the Lamb was a lighted torch for it. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, and my words is not my own. It is the word of the one who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. Peace I bequeath to you. My own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away and shall return.' If you loved me, you would have been glad to know that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. Thank you.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, actually we are the time between the Ascension and the Pentecost. Next Thursday, this Thursday, is the Ascension of the Lord. And on 5th of June, we celebrate the Pentecost. So we are in a farewell time. The Gospel is in that context. And first of all, let me take a chance to thank all of you for your presence, the beautiful celebration of the First Holy Communion yesterday. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Anne, Jean, Lynn, David, and all the collaborators. And to you, Gosha, sorry, and Martha, and all the people, those who have in one or another way supported to this great event. 42 children have been formed and they have received the First Holy Communion. And thank you, you are there, for your great hard work. Appreciate you very much. And these beautiful flowers, this marvelous thing shows our joy, happiness. I don't know how many come again and again. We pray that the children may come again and they continue their spiritual journey. And on 27th Friday, coming Friday, the Bishop of Middlesbrough, Bishop Trainee, Terence Patrick will come and give confirmation to 28, 29 children. Inviting you all prayers and presence. Actually, today's gospel is speaking about Jesus say, if you love me, remain in my love. So practically it says about the abiding presence of Jesus. Abiding presence of Jesus. So Jesus say, remain in my love. We need to have the conviction that we are not alone. Friends, we are not alone. There is a Jesus who is walking, guiding, living within us. Therefore, we should not feel that we are alone. The loneliness is also a great sin. Actually, the loneliness is much poor or much bad than you smoke 15 cigarettes a day. Or it is much more bad, worse for the obesity. So the loneliness is a sin in one sense. Therefore, a Christian cannot feel that he is alone. Therefore, Jesus say, abide in my presence. More or less 25% of the youngsters feel loneliness. And for this, Jesus say, four gifts I am going to give you. The first one is love. Feel my love. Unless you don't feel the love of Jesus, you cannot love another one. Taste the love of the Lord. We are being loved by such a great God. And secondly, the Lord says, I'm going to give an advocate, paraclete. He will speak. There is an advocate, a paraclete for us. He is the power of the dunamis, a power. Feel, dear friends, you are such a powerful person. Don't lose your power. Everything, anything is possible for God. It can happen in a splunk of time. And thirdly, Jesus say, I give you peace. I give you real peace. And at last he says, I will come again. The second coming. I will come again, so I am not going to abandon you. For the moment I am leaving you, but I am coming again. So he has given four gifts: the love, Holy Spirit, peace, and the second coming. Even the Jewish believed that the Spirit will come again when the Messiah comes. This is what happened. Therefore, it is very important to feel that the abiding presence of Christ within us, within our body, mind, and soul. Don't feel that everything is bad, everything is closed, nothing is going to happen. Anything and everything can happen. That is what the gospel says. There's a Shekinah. Shekinah means the glory of God. Israel thought, from Egypt to Canaan, they thought they're abandoned. No more Canaan. No more place. But the pillar of clouds, the fire, the Shekinah was with them. The Ark of the Covenant was with them. Even if whenever you are at your home, work, or anywhere, the Holy Eucharist is there and He is looking and guiding you. So even if you are at workplace, there is a God, there is a presence of God here and taking you in control, protecting you. Therefore, don't feel the loneliness, feel the abiding presence of Jesus. Therefore, you may need to practice self-kindness. You need to be kindness to yourself. And in your difficult moment, it is very difficult, very important to practice self-kindness. You know, the life is not easy. The gas rate, the electricity bill, or so many things, day-to-day life, it makes us in pressure. But we need to know a self-kindness. We are not alone. Abiding presence of Jesus is there. Therefore, don't blame yourself for everything. Don't blame ourselves when we feel lonely. Capitalize on the present moment. Capitalize on the present moment. There is a God. We are the children of the Shekinah, the glory of God. And if you have if we have a good thing, share it with others. Share it with others. We have been saying there are people working in the kitchen. After the Mass, don't let them alone be there. Participate, share in everything. Decoration, baptism, confirmation, everything, whatever we can. It's a sharing mind. And again, rethink how you spend your spare time. That will recover us. Do not be in loneliness. Do more things with the people, other people. That will eliminate our loneliness. Stop focusing much on ourselves. And stop your negative cycle of thinking. Because a Christian, we cannot think about the negative things. We need to think about the God's abiding presence, the love of God in each and every moment. The one who is sitting near to you is a great gift of God. The one who is in your home is a gift of God. We do not feel the loneliness. And pay attention to the things that matters. That's what important. Start paying attention to the present moment. The present moment is more important. Therefore, be nice to yourself. Be nice to yourself because you bear the imprint of God. The abiding presence of God is within you. May God bless you. Amen.